This is Vicky Tobias with the University Archives. It is March 1st, 2013. I am at the Academic Staff Institute in Union South, and I'm speaking with Jennifer Hadley. Is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
I grew up here in Madison, mm-hmm. and when I graduated from college, I was an art student and had no idea what I was going to do with it. And so I basically found every person I had any connection to who had any possible connection to the world of art in any way. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was basically friends, family, anybody who knew anything. And I just asked those people if they would be willing to show me what they did, just mm-hmm. so that I could see what the... what kind of opportunities were out there in the world of art, graphic design, mm-hmm. Arts management, all those sorts of things. And through an odd connection, the ex-partner of my ex-stepfather's ex-wife, she was a motion graphics designer, mm-hmm. and she agreed to show me what she did, mm-hmm. and she took me on a tour of Wisconsin Public Television, mm-hmm. and
that's how I know you.
I you look very familiar.
The AV Club couple of weeks ago.
I was wondering if that might be it.
Good.
And a few weeks after that, she gave me a call and told me that she had an LTE position open. Mm-hmm. And would I be interested in coming in and trying that out? And I spent 2 years as an LTE there. I then got hired on special contract. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they created a full-time position for me. And
wonderful.
I've been there ever since. And I just felt like the wealth of my connections in Madison, you know, is what created this opportunity for me, mm-hmm. and that there are so many places here at the UW where those sorts of connections are all that is standing between people and a position. You know, without those connections, I would never have known about that job. I would never have gotten that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that the university will become more open so that more varied groups of people will have those same sorts of connections that mm-hmm. I had.
So you work for the Wisconsin Public Television.
I do.
Still as a motion graphics designer. Could you describe a little bit about that work?
Sure. I work both creating shows, mm-hmm. Creating the looks of shows. Mm-hmm. I staff live television productions. Mm-hmm. I staff edits afterwards. I help to design what a show will look like. I work with producers to help create graphic solutions to share information, and it's basically it's visual storytelling in a lot of ways, because not everybody thinks in a visual way, and so to be able to translate messages that people are trying to get across in a visual way, for me, is part of our educational mission,
mm-hmm.
to make to share the resources of the station with people all across the state. And so, if I succeed in my job, that means that the content producer shares their information in the most effective way possible.
Cool. So, throughout your time with public television, mm-hmm. is there one project that maybe stands out in your mind as being sort of a watershed moment for you, or a milestone, something you're particularly proud of, or that you remember still as being influential in some way?
Oh boy, so many of them. So many of them. But I'll just quick throw out this one, because I worked on a program called Into the Book, mm-hmm. that taught kids about reading strategies that were current in, we work with the Educational Communications Board, and mm-hmm. Their educators always are creating, you know, new methods of teaching. Research is showing ways that that are more effective. And so it was our job to make to introduce these concepts to children in a fun way, and also make it something that the teachers would be able to use in their classroom to introduce these concepts. And this was, I worked on this project quite a few years ago before I had a child in the schools.
Yeah.
And just last year when my daughter was in third grade, they all of a sudden I realized that these were the strategies that they were teaching them. They were using a tool that I had helped to create.
It's come full circle.
Right.
That's great.
And that my own child was being taught with the materials that I had helped to create.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Is there anything else you would like to tell us this afternoon?
Oh, I meet people at conferences around the country, and in motion graphics, when I say I work in Madison, Wisconsin, they say, "Really? How did you get a job there?" But they would love to work here. It's a desirable place to be.
Yeah, I agree. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Sure.
I appreciate.